Yes, we did have over the past 2 days a situation with our national secretary who has been accused by the membership from across the country that he is selling information to the ruling party. So a demand was made for him to be removed. And when I told him that he needed to consider going on leave to facilitate for the investigations, he reacted by having a press conference, which he himself organized, and there was no other leader from the National Executive Committee except himself, and announced that he had expelled the president, which is a ridiculous attempt to cover himself from the impending expulsion for himself. So that was corrected yesterday, and I know that some parts of the media got away with that information, as though it was the correct position. Our constitution only allows the national convention to remove the president or to vote in a president, and the national secretary has no constitutional powers, and the NEC can only recommend to the national convention. And so, you know, we had to make a decision. The top leadership of the party quickly met yesterday when he went rogue, and an expulsion was effected yesterday of him, and the National Executive Committee will be ratifying that position. So he's being charged with gross indiscipline and insubordination.
So the allegation made by the, as you said, the former Secretary General of your party, Mr. Kachingwe, is that you were being removed because you are a member of another party. Are you a member of another party other than the MMD?
It's a lie that doesn't even merit anybody to spend time. MMD is the largest political party. It's 21 years old, and it's got some of the most effective verification systems. There is no way anybody can ascend to that highest office who does not qualify to be candidate. And the Electoral Commission makes sure that is established. It's a ridiculous statement that you made, and it holds absolutely no water. I'm only a member of the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy. The party that he was referring to was a party that I led many years ago before I continued with my time in MMD, and I resigned from that party in 2007, although it was an offspring of MMD itself.
How true is this report that some of your supporters beat up Mr. Kachingwe badly? Did that happen?
I don't know whether those are my supporters. I mean, we feel terrible that Mr. Kachingwe was beaten up, but those cannot be my supporters, as I was not even there when that event took place. He went to our secretariat and held a conference without my authority and that of the chairman of the party, and without authority from the National Executive Committee, and made a ridiculous announcement of expelling the president. So I understand the very youth that he himself brought to the conference are the ones who rose up against him, and they didn't beat him up. I understand they were trying to remove him forcefully from the office, which they did, and threw him outside and to the roadside. So I was grieved that a thing like that would happen in our party. But I understand it provoked them by the announcement he made, which was not backed by Constitution or even the National Executive Committee.
The way some of the media are carrying this is that there is some confusion within the former ruling party, the MMD. Is there confusion in your party right now?
Well, there's no confusion. We have one rogue official that is trying to do all he can to see whether he can destabilize our party on behalf of the ruling party so that they weaken our party. And we have identified that person, and he's trying to cause ripples to act like he's able to do as much damage as he can to the party before he leaves. But the party is intact across the country. The National Executive Committee is steady, and we will be concluding this issue and moving on as soon as possible. But no, there's no confusion. There's one person that wishes to bring confusion, and he has been identified. And I don't think one person can be called the confusion of the party.